1 year after a jury acquitted O.J. Simpson of murder, a pivotal witness in that case has been charged with perjury. Former Los Angeles Police Detective Mark Furman, who found the bloody glove on Simpson's property, entered a plea of no contest to the charge that he lied on the witness stand during the Simpson trial. He was given 3 years probation and fined $200. The perjury charge stems from Furman's denial during cross-examination that he had used a well-known racial epithet for African Americans at any time during the previous 10 years. Audio tapes were later introduced at the trial in which Furman could be heard using the racial slur numerous times. Some jurors said Furman's racism led them to discount his testimony and vote to acquit Simpson. NPR's Ina Jaffe reports from Los Angeles.
The charge of perjury against former Los Angeles Police Detective Mark Furman was brought by the California Attorney General's office. The Los Angeles District Attorney had bowed out of investigating the man who began as their star witness in the case against O.J. Simpson, but who they had to discredit and condemn by the end of the trial. During the Simpson trial, four separate witnesses testified that Furman was lying when he said he had not used the infamous epithet for African Americans any time in the past 10 years. One of those witnesses, aspiring screenwriter Laura Hart McKinney, played tapes of conversations she had with Furman while doing research for a movie script. On the tapes, Furman could be heard using the racial slur at least 41 times and bragging about brutalizing suspects. So far, a Los Angeles Police Department investigation has not turned up any evidence that Furman's accounts of excessive force were true. And jurors heard only one tape-recorded example of Furman using the racial epithet, but that was apparently enough to give weight to Simpson's defense attorney's argument that O.J. Simpson was set up by racist cops. When Furman was recalled to the stand and questioned again about his use of the racial slur, he invoked his Fifth Amendment right against self-incrimination. There is now a second trial of O.J. Simpson getting underway, a civil suit against him brought by the families of murder victims Nicole Brown Simpson and Ronald Goldman. Furman was not expected to testify in that case. He's resigned from the LAPD and now lives in Idaho, where he works as an electrician's apprentice. But Simpson's defense attorneys in the civil case managed to serve Furman with a subpoena this morning. Jury selection in the civil suit began 2 weeks ago. And whether Furman takes the stand in that trial or not, his testimony in the criminal case will likely play a part, if only in the minds of jurors. During questioning, several prospective jurors have indicated they had strong memories of Furman's role in the first Simpson trial, with one describing him as a cocky jerk, and another saying he was an egotistical opportunistic cop who conspired to frame O.J. Simpson. I'm Ina Jaffe in Los Angeles.